We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And a little birdie told me somebody around here loves pumpkin spice.
I
love pumpkin spice too.
I do.
You've been talking to the birds I've been talking to.
No, I think he was talking. I think he was referring to Alexis.
I was mostly referring to Alexis.
I mean, sorry, Jose.
You are also a basic white girl, but Jose, not the same.
I was expecting it more from the 22-year-old crop top yoga pants wearing part time barista who drives the white Jetta.
Okay.
But
I'm just sitting here with my eyes. Fine.
Oh, I have those too.
But Alexis, just give us a quick rundown of what products you use that has pumpkin spice in it.
Well, since pumpkin spice lattes were served, I've obviously had one every single day.
Uh-huh.
And then don't get me started on pumpkin chips, pumpkin soup, pumpkin pasta.
What? Just pasta?
Yes.
Yeah, ravioli filled with
pumpkin. Pumpkin cookies, pumpkin milk.
You eat these things?
Oh, I went one day. I just did a haul. I grabbed it all.
I feel like all of it. I feel like your skin is going to start having some sort of like orange tint to it.
Some of them aren't even good. Like I tried them last year and I know they're bad, but I can't resist. I like look and I'm like, oh, it's pumpkin chips are just so cool.
So here's the thing. I don't know if you guys have been on the internet lately. It's a little bit of a weird place, but every year they usually come out with some weird new pumpkin spice products.
Okay.
And I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of some of the new items they're coming out with
Alexis
this year.
Alexis is so excited.
Oh, yeah, Alexis, this is my gift to you.
Thank you.
For the autumn season. So first we've got pumpkin spice Twinkies.
The color of those is so bad. We're looking at a picture right now.
I love it.
It looks like a corn dog that was melted in a nuclear disaster.
Well, I love corn dogs too. Great description.
Yeah. Dude, new game. Eat one of those without chewing.
Okay.
Just shove it in my mouth and swallow that.
They're also coming out with pumpkin spice Pringles.
Gross.
Interesting. A little salty.
No, thank you. Pumpkin spice hummus.
Oh, yum.
Are you being for real?
I love hummus. I love pumpkin. Put them together.
God.
I'd try it. I would try it. Dude.
There's also the KFC pumpkin and feta twister.
What is it? Wait, are they frying pumpkin over at KFC? Because maybe I could get a behind some fried pumpkin.
It's like a crispy, crunchy pumpkin and cheese burrito
that
smells
so
like a scented candle while you're eating.
Gnawing down on a Yankee candle right there. That's disgusting.
And then there's the new pumpkin spice detail spray to put on your tires to give them that pumpkin fresh glow.
I will date you if you use that.
This is getting out of hand.
These are all real products. I'm telling you, none of these are made up.
Now, spicy.
It is. And let's move on to your pumpkin spice shock collar question of the day.
Yay!
We've got a bucket full of names. We're drawing one out to see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get it wrong,
it's a pumpkin bucket.
It is a pumpkin bucket that we're drawing out of, unironically. You get the question wrong, your punishment is to be shocked with a large dog shock collar while you sing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Jose Jelly Belly Bolaños.
Yeah!
That's sweet.
Pumpkin Jelly Belly.
Yeah.
Jose's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Do you guys remember when there were other people in the office besides us?
I miss it.
Remember like Bobby in sales and Francine in accounting and Tugboat Craig?
I don't remember any of those people.
Yeah, I didn't meet any of you.
We miss them all very much. They're just like millions of others who are still conducting business from their domiciles until life gets back to normal. Well, a recent survey asked those people what things they miss about being in an office every day, and I have in front of me the top four most popular responses. You need to tell me, in no particular order, what do people miss most about being in the office?
Okay. Well, I think the first thing, what I miss, is just being around people.
Yeah. You miss talking.
Talking
to people, specifically.
My husband's been working from home, I mean, for a while now, before quarantine and pandemic, and he definitely misses office interaction.
You know, it's funny because we all hate the whole fake, how's the weather, how's it going, but when you don't have it, you kind of miss it, you know?
Grass is always greener, people, always.
Really?
Do we have to be more specific, though? Like, do we have to be specific, like, office gossip?
Or your friendships.
I think that's different than office gossip, though.
Exactly, because the gossip particular, it's harder to gossip about Brooke when she's one of four people.
Well, and that's a problem with, like, Zoom calls, right? You can't, like, dip over to the side with your BFF and like tell them about the tea, you know?
Yeah.
What else do you miss about the office?
I could tell you one thing that I miss.
What do you miss?
The candy bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And there was it. Someone brought candy in yesterday, and it was like the highlight of my whole day.
That is true.
All office email went out, and I had a phone call with the salesperson.
First
thing she said is, "I'm so jealous you guys got free candy there."
Let's get the question one more time.
Much like season 9 of an NBC sitcom, The Office is empty and sucks. For the past few months, millions of people have been working at home for their own safety, and a new survey recently asked them, what do we miss most about The Office? As part of your very lucrative benefits package here at the show, I'm allowing a golden guess.
Yes. America's Got Talent.
Give me an answer you think is correct, and I'll tell you if it's on the list or not.
Well, I want the gold, like, confetti to rain down every time. Okay, so is... you miss your desk? One of the answers.
That is not on the list.
We need some answers, Jose.
Okay, this is what I'm going to lock in, but I do need a fourth. Office relationships.
Okay.
The free food.
Uh-huh.
Morning routine. Office gossip. Final answer.
While tons of people are following Fifth Harmony's advice and working from home, a new survey asked them, what do you miss most about the office? And the top four answers from that question are, number one, seeing friends and coworkers.
Yeah, relationships.
Number two, face-to-face meetings, not video meetings.
Okay.
Number three, you got it, was office gossip.
Oh, it was.
And number four on the list was going out to lunch.
Oh, yeah, it's the big thing everyone does. Yeah.
That's a weird thing to miss about the office is going out.
Yeah.
Not being in the office.
With your friends, I'm sure.
Okay, well.
Or making the boss pay.
Yeah.
We didn't get it right, so somebody wanted to hear you sing The Middle by Zedd, Maren Morris, and Gray.
Oh, yeah. All right, ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
Not expecting it to go like that.
That was passionate.
That was. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.